Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be at your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I think one of my coworkers is collecting money from people for a totally fake charity, and he's like, keeping the money instead.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's terrible. Okay, first of all, where do you work? Can you say where you work?
I work for a real estate company.
Okay, and is this a private real estate company or is it like a big one?
I mean, everybody's heard of this company.
Okay, so you think somebody at your work made up a fake charity and is collecting money and then just keeping it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, what is this person's name?
His name's Ken.
Ken. Okay, now give me some details here. Tell me what he's doing. Why do you think this is fake?
Well, so he started about a month ago going around with, like, this sign-up sheet in the office, and it was, like, a pledge sheet, and it said it was a March for Dimes. So I was like, I thought they just did a walk last month, because that's what I thought it was. Like, I thought it was that a walk was actually in March for March for Dimes.
Right.
It's like, well, no, this is just the pledge form. The walk is actually a leukemia walk. So right there, I was suspicious. I don't know. Then I asked him if he needed anybody to walk with him, like he could put together a team from work or something. And he was like, well, no, this is for my nephew. So I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know your nephew had leukemia. And at first he told me he did. Then a few days later, he told somebody else in the office that it wasn't his nephew that had it. But his nephew was the one doing the walk. I don't know.
What?
Okay, so this already sounds suspicious to me.
Right. Yeah, but it gets worse. So somebody else noticed the pledge sheet wasn't even from this year. It said 2017 on it. And he was like, it's just a sheet to help keep track of everybody who donates. That's all.
Yeah, at this point, I have to be honest, he wouldn't have gotten any money from me.
So here's what I did. I asked him who I could make my check out to. And he was like, if you want, just make it out to my nephew. He has an account at his credit union that he's using to keep all this money safe.
Right.
Please tell me you didn't give him anything.
Well, no, I gave him cash, but I only gave him $20.
Well, I'm thinking that you definitely got ripped off.
Well, hold on. It gets even worse. I guess he told one of the receptionists that he's going to Vegas for Memorial Day weekend. And guess when this supposed walk is supposed to be?
I'm going to take a guess here. It's a Memorial Day weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So this whole thing sounds sketchy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I need some kind of proof that he's lying about it or else I can't go to my boss. Plus, I don't want to get involved in this if it turns out he's not lying, because then I'll just look like Ebenezer Scrooge of the office.
Right, sure. Yeah.
See, this entire situation just stinks. Why do people feel like they should be allowed to bring fundraisers to work? It really makes people uncomfortable.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Everybody, like, if you don't give anything, you're a bad person.
Right, right.
And if you do donate, people like, for example, this guy, taking advantage of it.
Well, we don't know that for sure. Ooh. I mean, we're not sure yet, but I think we could find out. Okay, so you have this Ken guy's number, correct?
I can get it off our work directory, yeah.
Okay, get it for me, and then we'll give him a call when we come back.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Kenneth Zersky, please.
This is Ken.
Well, good morning, Ken. My name is James Buchanan Barnes, and I actually work for the United States Treasury Department. I'm a treasury officer in a division that specializes in collecting counterfeit currency. And I think you might be able to help me in a case that I'm working on right now. Do you have a few minutes to answer some questions?
Yeah, I guess. Who'd you say you work for?
I work for a division of the United States Treasury Department. And don't worry, you're not in any trouble or anything. I'm just trying to track down some counterfeit bills that are still in circulation, and I'm wondering if you had seen any of them. See, we can track a lot of them by different transactions that they're involved in. So, now, did you recently participate in some kind of charity event that your coworkers supported with financial donations?
Yeah, it was a leukemia walk. I just got people at work to pledge money if they wanted to, and, you know, some people donated.
Okay, see, we believe some of the money you received was counterfeit bills.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah, well, but the good news is we'll be able to trace them, take them out of circulation, and you'll actually get real money to replace it from the Treasury Department. That's how all this works. So, now, the money you receive in donations, where is that money now?
It's, well, it's gone. I already donated it.
Okay, so where did you donate it to?
It was to my nephew, because, you know, he's doing the walk for leukemia.
Okay, so your nephew currently has the money.
Well, no, he donated it to the walk.
Okay, so he donated it where? Like, to whom did you donate this money?
The Leukemia Society.
Okay, and so you gave them all the money then? Because it'd be pretty easy to trace then at this point.
Well, no, because he was having a hard time donating because he doesn't have a checking account because he's not old enough. So what he did was he gave me the money, and then I wrote him a check.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's perfect. So you have the check number then.
The what?
The check number. You should have a check number, the number on the check that you wrote.
No, it wasn't a personal check. It was just a check. See?
No, I'm not sure I do see. What do you mean?
Well, like it wasn't from my personal account.
Okay, but you just said your nephew gave the money to you and you wrote a check. You said he doesn't have a checking account, so you took the money and wrote a check. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it was like a bank check. You know, like the bank wrote it out.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, that's even easier then. Now, what bank did you use?
Bank of America.
Okay, perfect. So the money's in your account. You had the bank issue a cashier's check. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, and when did all this occur?
When did what occur? The check?
Yes, when did you have the bank issue the check?
I don't know. It was like either last Wednesday or maybe even Tuesday. It was like sometime last week.
Okay, and now every cashier's check will come with a receipt that you would get, so I'm assuming you still have that?
No, I'm pretty sure I threw that away.
Okay, so that's no problem. They keep really good track of that stuff. So when is this walk for leukemia? Anyways, maybe I could donate to it.
Well, actually, it already happened. It was for a great cause, though.
Oh, I missed it? Now, when was it?
It was this past weekend.
Oh, this past weekend was the walk.
Yeah.
Okay, huh. Then now, why were you telling everybody the walk wasn't until Memorial Day?
And why were you still asking people to pledge money yesterday at work if the walk is already over?
Yeah, do you have an answer for that? Or...
What the f***?
Okay, yeah. So, Lisa, he's definitely lying about this whole thing. Like, in fact... If you really want to get your money back, when you get to work today, tell him that somebody from the Treasury Department called you and asked for his number, so you gave it to him.
Oh my God, I'm definitely doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.